like to read in the second book of Chronicles, in chapter 34. The second book of Chronicles, chapter 34. Second Chronicles 34. We're going to read from verse 14. And when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. And Hilkiah answered and said unto Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book in the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan, and Shaphan carried the book to the king, and brought the king word back again, saying, all that was committed to thy servants they do. They have gathered together the money that was found in the house of the Lord, and have delivered it into the hand of the overseers, and to the hand of the workmen. And Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah and Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Abdon, the son of Micah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah, a servant of the king, saying, go inquire of the Lord for me, and for them that are left in Israel, and in Judah, concerning the words of the book that is found, for great is the wrath of the Lord, that is poured out upon us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do after all that is written in this book. And Hilkiah and the king has appointed, went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikva, the son of Harshra, keepers of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem, in the college, and they spake to her to that effect. And she answered them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, tell ye the man, notice not the king, tell ye the man that sent you to me. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place, upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the curses that are written in the book which they have read before the king of Judah. The Lord will bless what we have heard today, and also the reading of his precious word. Now there are certain lines of ministry that I enjoy giving. I love to stand on a platform like this and give the saints a ministry of Christ. I don't mind standing on a platform like this and give a ministry of comfort and give a ministry of encouragement. But there are times when we have to give a ministry of correction. If you want a title for my subject, I'll give you two words. The book. As you and I read this section of the Word of God, did you notice three things about the book? It's spoken of as a book. It's spoken of as this book. And it's spoken of as the book. So what I'm going to speak about today, very simply, I'm going to speak to you today about the book. Did you notice what our brother said today? Did you notice what he never said today? He said the Bible is taken out of the homes, and that's true. The Bible's taken out of the schools, and that's true. The Bible's taken out of the universities, the colleges, and that's true. Where was this book lost? It wasn't lost in the home. And it wasn't lost in the school. And it wasn't lost in the universities and in the colleges of men. This book was lost in the house of God. Well, I see that again today. It needs to be said. This book was lost, and it was lost in the house of God. Would I be right in saying this today? Scotland used to be Bible-loving Scotland. Today it's pleasure-loving Scotland. What did the assemblies used to be? The assemblies used to be men of the book. The assemblies used to be men and women of the book. We had chapter and verse for everything we did. But I fear, just as this book was lost in the days of Josiah, I'm wondering today, are we losing the Bible in the assemblies of God's people? Now I'm going to give you a skeleton today, and you can do two things with a skeleton. You can take that skeleton and you could put some meat around it. Or you can take that skeleton, leave it as it is, and it will do one of two things. If you put meat around it will be for your upbuilding. But remember, if you don't, it might choke you. For a skeleton's just a few bones. Now, notice the characters that we've read about today. We've read about Hilkiah, the priest. We've read about Shaphan, the scribe. We've read about Josiah, the king. We've read about Huldah, the
the prophetess. And we've read about the inhabitants of the people. Now, let me put a few things around those individuals. What does the Spirit of God tell me about Hilkiah the priest? You know, he was a man that discovered the book. He was a man that delivered the book. Now, why was the book lost? There was so much rubbish in the house of God. And because of the rubbish in the house of God, I believe the book was lost. And what we need today is men and women that can use shovels. So here's a man that finds the book. And here's a man that delivers the book. Notice, Shaphan, what kind of a man is he? If you read 2 Kings chapter 22, you'll discover this. Shaphan read the book. And as you read 2 Chronicles chapter 34, you'll discover that Shaphan, he read the book to the king. So remember, the priest discovered the book. The priest delivered the book. But Shaphan the scribe, he read the book, and he read the book to the king. What marks the king in this chapter? Good, godly King Josiah. When he heard the book being read, here's a man in despair. Here's a man in distress because of the reading of the book. I read about three men this morning in my Bible. And those three men rent their garments. You remember in Joshua chapter 7? Joshua rent his garments. You remember in 2 Samuel chapter 1? David rent his garments. We have read today in 2 Chronicles 34, Josiah rent his garments. Let me ask this audience today three questions. Why did Joshua rent his garments? Why did David rent his garments? Why did Josiah rent his garments? As I read Joshua chapter 7, I discover this. Joshua rent his garments because of Israel that was defeated by the enemy. Why did David rent his garments in 2 Samuel chapter 1? David rent his garments in 2 Samuel chapter 1 because of the death of Saul. Because of the death of Jonathan. Because of the death of the people. Joshua rent his garments because Israel was defeated. David rent his garments because certain in Israel had died. But I come today to 2 Chronicles 34. Why did Josiah rent his garments? Listen to it today. Because of the disobedience of the people of God towards the book, Josiah rent his garments. Josiah wept. Josiah was a man that had a tender heart. And I discover despair and distress marking Josiah. What marked Huldah the prophetess? Here was a woman that came from the presence of the Lord with a message that met the need of the people. She was a woman that expounded the Word of God. She was a woman that explained the Word of God. What marked the nation? Two things. We heard about the government of God this morning. What marked that nation? Two things. Disaster and doom marked them for disobeying the Word of God. Time to sit down, and I'm not started yet. How do you and I handle the Bible? Will I say that again? How do you and I handle the Bible? Young Christian, get this. The Christian that reads the Bible carelessly is the Christian that will live the Christian life carelessly. And I fear there are far too many Christians, and they are careless in reading the Word of God. Albert Ramsey comes to my mind. God bless him. He's okay now. You know what Albert Ramsey once said? When you read the daily newspaper, you read it standing up. When you read your Bible, you read it sitting down. And I say it again. The Christian that is careless in reading the Bible is the Christian that will be careless in Christian living. How do you and I handle the Bible? Let me say a few things very quickly. How do you handle your Bible? You get everything that comes into it. You add nothing to it and let nothing remain unread in it. We have to be men and women of the Bible. Let me say this to you, young Christians, especially this afternoon. You read your Bible regularly. You open your Bible prayerfully. You read your Bible expectantly. And you live your Bible joyfully. And what the assembly needs today, we need to be men and women of the Bible. Now let me underline what my brother has just said. And I'm going to say it, and it needs to be said. And it's this. If I bring into the house of God something that should not be there, there's going to be, go out of the house of God, something that should be there. And I'm going to prove that today from the Bible. For example, if I bring my will, if you bring your will into the house of God, what will happen? Our will come in, and God's will go out. Now, two things before I sit down. There are things that God loves, and there are things that God hates. Let me give you a couple of things that God loves. God loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. There's something that God loves. God loves the gates of Zion. God loves the local assembly. We've heard that today in ministry. What's another thing God loves? God loves his people. Whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. The Lord loveth a cheerful giver. There are things that God loves. But you mark my word today, young Christian especially. There are things that God hates. Let me say seven things today very quickly, and let me say three things today very quickly. Proverbs 6 says this. There are six things that God hates. Yea, seven are abomination unto him. Now let me say three things about those seven things. The three things today is this. Those things are hateful. Those things are hurtful, and those things are harmful. Those things are hateful to God. Those things could be hurtful to the people of God. And those things are harmful to people that perform them. Now, what are the seven things that God hates very quickly? A proud look. No proud people in the assembly. Let me say this afternoon. When pride comes in, humility goes out. God hates a proud look. Not as to other things that God hates. God hates a lying tongue. God hates a false witness that beareth lies. What's the lesson? When lying comes in, the truth goes out. What else does God hate? God hates hands that kill innocently. God hates a heart that imagines wicked imagination. And God hates feet that are swift in running to evil. My thought is this. If in the house of God there is a wrong attitude towards one another, the right attitude towards one another will go out. Notice the last thing. He that soweth discord among brethren. And in an assembly, it is either discord or it is accord. And remember, if discord comes in, remember, unity will go out. But my point today is this. Because the word of God was found. Because the word of God was taken heed to. There was a Passover. There was revival. And there was not the like since Samuel the prophet. And I tell you today, young Christian, we can have revival, but remember, we must find the book. We must read the book, and we must obey the book. Now, be back by 4:05, I'm going to pray, and be back in your seats by 4:05, shall we pray? Our Father, we do thank Thee that the things that were written aforetime, they were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scripture might have hope. Thou hast been the silent listener to all that has been said this day. We pray Thy blessing upon Thy spoken word. We pray, O God, that this day we might see results in the ministry of the word, and this evening we might see results in the preaching of the gospel. Remember us now in the interval. We commit ourselves to Thee and offer our praise and our thanksgiving in the Lord Jesus' precious name. Amen.